You know, I thought it was good. I thought there was a lot of good stuff to learn from. You know, came out, started slow, we go three and out, back-to-back series. But I thought the guys did a good job of being resilient and going to the sidelines and making corrections and coming back and doing some productive stuff. So there was definitely some good things to learn from.
What differences are you seeing out of the offensive line this year so far?
Yeah, you know, I think so far they've been more aggressive. They've had more of a nasty streak to them, and they want to get after guys. You know, our number one thing as an offense is we want to be able to run the football. So they take a lot of pride in that and want to be able to do that successfully.
Looking at the Friday night, what do you want to get out of it in the short time you'll be in?
Yeah, you know, I think just going out and executing, you know, kind of taking the ownership of the offense from, you know, the meeting room to the practice field to a scrimmage situation to a preseason game, and then obviously carry that over to the regular season. So I think wanting to be able to do that, wanting to, you know, be able to, we'll get, you know, the next couple of days some looks at some cards and watch some Pittsburgh stuff, you know, kind of have an advantage of them playing a game already.
Was that showing up the other night?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, those two, you know, as well as Sadie's, are big-time red zone threats with their size and jumping ability and athleticism. So I think it's kind of trying to figure out, you know, how to create mismatches with those guys and when to have them on the field in certain situations and certain groupings.
So much talk about grasping the offense. 10 days in preseason game. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. You know, obviously still a ways to go, but I think as far as where we're at right now, I feel comfortable. You know, and obviously got to keep working at it and getting better.
Running backs have been in on the quarterback meeting some. How does that help them? How does that help you guys?
Yeah, I think that's really good for those guys, I think, because they're back there. They're standing next to us. They're looking at the same thing we are. So I think when we make those offensive line calls and they can kind of be saying it with us, it just allows them to be more decisive and whether they have a check down or whatever to get out quicker.
What benefits you in these games? Is it running a lot of stuff that you can master or running a lot of different plays?
I think we're still in the process of finding, you know, each quarterback individually, what you like, what are your plays, what's your grouping of plays that you like. I don't think there's any problem with going out there and, you know, trying out a new club and saying, you know, I like this one or I don't like this one. So I think there's definitely still time for that.
You're probably a quarter.
Have they talked about that?
I have no idea. Nobody said anything. I'll play until they tell me not to.
More satisfaction.
Yeah, you play longer, you're fine with it. Yeah, I don't really care. The more the better for me.
More satisfaction out of the first TD where you put a ball where nobody else but your receiver can get it, or out of the second one where the window's so tiny that you have to be almost perfect.
Yeah, they were both good. They were different. You know, A-Rob had a corner on him, and Julius had a linebacker on him. So I think that kind of speaks to the mismatches he can create, because there's not a lot of linebackers that can run downfield with him. And then A-Rob actually did a good job and inside released House and got back on top of him. And so they were both good. They were equally satisfying, I guess.
You've done really well in the red zone during training camp. Is there something that you specifically work on for those plays in meetings?
No, I think it's we have a really good red zone system. Always done a good job with our red zone plan and the plays that we have installed for when we get down there. And the guys seem to like them and run all those routes really well. So it's kind of – and that's something that's important. And, you know, we want to be able to do well down there because it gets a lot tighter and the windows are a lot smaller. So you got to be exact.
How will it feel when the first preseason game is the guy whereas last year you were backing up?
Yeah.
What's the difference in your thought process?
You know, it's kind of the same whether I'm playing first or I'm going in second. Is really the only difference. You kind of want to be mentally prepared no matter what, especially going into a preseason game as a 1, 2, 3, or 4. It doesn't matter. You're going to get a chance to play at some point in the preseason, so you got to be ready.
How has your approach at all changed as far as input into playing play calling? Last year, might you have waited till you were asked to offer an opinion, and what's it like now?
Yeah, that's one thing that Ole and Nate are really cool about is they want feedback. They want to know, do you like it, do you not like it? You're the one that has to go out there and run it. You know, you're the one that has to do this stuff, so you better be able to own it and feel comfortable with it. So they're really good about that and asking, and you know, it's a good conversation.
I thought last year they asked you too, it's raw stuff if you don't like it, don't hurt it.
Yeah, they did last year as well.
You understand the matchups better now than you did last year in terms of, you know, getting them
right
in your favor.
Yeah, and I think it's just continuing to build chemistry with guys and knowing what they can and can't do, what they're really good at, and, you know, how to exploit that, you know, down the field.